Saturday Meditation, November 8th, 2008. The question is, throughout the Law of One material, Ra speaks often of the entity as a single, indivisible unit. They speak of the entity evolving, the entity doing this thing or that thing, and the entity making this choice or that. Who is the entity that makes choices and is responsible within the incarnation? Is this the conscious self, the subconscious self, or the undivided whole entity? I ask because the activities Ra says that the entity enjoys seem often to occur well below the threshold of conscious awareness. How far into the spectrum of choice does the conscious self's responsibilities extend? What exactly is the proper role of the conscious waking self?
We are those known to you as the principle of Akuo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come to you this evening. It may seem that we come to you from far away, and yet we come to you from within your very being, moving through the various layers of mind to make a collaborative contact with this instrument and this group. We are very pleased to have been called to this circle of seeking. And we are glad to offer our humble thoughts on the most interesting subject of who an entity actually is and what role the conscious waking self has in the great drama of the wheel from Alpha to Omega and to Alpha again. As always, we would request that you use your discrimination as you listen to or read these words. We are prone to error, as are all of those who work within the illusions of space and time. And we would not wish to create a confusion within your path. Consequently, we ask that you keep those thoughts that resonate to you and discard the rest. We thank you for this kindness, for it enables us to feel that we may speak freely and not be risking the infringement upon your free will. Your query, my brother, moves deeply into the texture and fabric of the Law of One, and into the paradox of oneness. For if all is one, then how can there be individuals? How can there be separate and unique selves? And yet, each of you is and unique self. There is no spark of the Creator like you in all of the infinities of worlds, of the infinite creation. You are one of a kind, and you are as treasured and beloved as any one of a kind gem or artifact. you are sons and daughters of love. It was from love that you sprang. An infinite number of holographic portions of one infinite creator. It is as unique shards or atoms of the one creator that you have come through many, many densities, many worlds, many experiences to find your way. To that location in which you sit as you are listening to these words or reading them. You have journeyed far. That spark of the Creator that you are as an entity has had incarnation upon incarnation, experience upon experience. Each time that you have finished an experience and moved back into the inner planes in order to heal your incarnation and to plan your next incarnation, you have chosen portions of the whole self that you are, which we sometimes call the soul stream, so that in one incarnation you may seem to have a personality that is somewhat different than your personality in another incarnation. However, the essence that flows beneath and behind and beyond personality remains the same. It is easy to confuse the self as an entity or an essence with the contents of the personality. The personality feels so much like your entire self. Your personality, after all, has been forged in the fire of experience and bears the imprint of parents' love or lack of love. Parents' respect or lack of respect, teachers and friends and the way that they have impacted your life. You have built up over years of choices a self that you recognize when you look in the mirror. Not simply the face that you see, but the self that lies within your eyes. You can describe yourself. You are a person with a sense of humor, a person with a mission, a person with a job, a person with sexuality of a certain kind, and so forth. All of these details of personality and character, circumstance and estate are valid and useful. In no way do they or can they define the entity that you are. You know that it is said in the Bible that you come from the earth, and to the earth you shall return, dust to dust, and ashes to ashes. This is quite literally true of your physical being. Left in a state of nature, your body would literally return to the earth. In the same basic way, you are the Creator. Light from light and love from love. And you shall, in the fullness of time and space, return to the light and the love that formed you. For this tiny iota of time and space, you have gathered your suitcase full of personality and launched yourself into incarnation on planet Earth with your agenda, your gifts, your limitations, and your relationships. You have come to challenge yourself, to be tempered in the fire catalyst. To bathe in the waters of unknowing. And to experience the self its desires, its will, and its faculties of faith. And desire. Who is the entity that has launched itself forth in you? It is easy enough to assume that what you see is what you get. That you are an entity with two arms, two legs, two eyes, a heart, lungs, intelligence, and so forth. And that is, of course, your conscious waking self, that captain of the ship of your life. You carry on board the ship that is yourself a great deal of cargo. In holds far below the surface of the ocean on which you ride in your destiny-filled journey through your incarnation. You carry 1,000 or 1,000,000 or an unknown number of previous learnings, and balancings. Some of which may never rise to the level of conscious awareness. Yet they lie within you as precious cargo. The more access which you are able to create in your life to this cargo, the better. The spiritual journey is not linear. And while bits of the cargo that you carry can be teased into the daylight and studied by examining with the help of a medium or a hypnotist a previous life, however, no matter how many previous incarnations you are able to uncover and study, you are still in the position of not being able to see what your situation truly is as regards your reason for coming into incarnation with just these personality choices out of all of the many, many choices you could have made. There lies within you that essential beingness which is very slow to evolve. Each incarnation that you have is as a semester in school where there are certain courses that you are taking, certain books of life that you are studying, certain tests that you have set for yourself so that your studying may have a point and may come to a culmination within your incarnation. And only the tip of the self is above the level of the daylight consciousness, as the one known as Gary has pointed out quite accurately. You may therefore see yourself as an explorer, of the mazes and mysteries of the self. All that you may find out is useful. And yet, you can never exhaust the question of, who am I? Once you release the primary truth that you are the Creator, experiencing itself, you are possessed of the self-awareness that you are indeed an entity. Yet you are not possessed of a complete intelligence concerning this entity that you know that you are. It is as if you were a name written upon an envelope in a letter you have written to yourself that you have not read. And so you hold up the envelope and you say, I know I am here. I have a letter with my name on it. But you cannot read that letter. You tuck that letter of self away for this incarnation that you are experiencing, and you set about discovering yourself as you make your choices and live your life. There are those within your density who have penetrated quite deeply into the portion of their essential self that lies below the waterline of the waking consciousness. As the one known as Gary has said earlier in this conversation preceding meditation, the contemplation that continues creates its own space with more and more definition. Each added minute and hour of contemplation brings one to a deeper state of awareness. Not a state of awareness that explodes with linear knowledge, certainly. But a deeper state that begins to flower and open to the present moment. It is in that present moment that the waking consciousness is able to relax and allow the deeper portions of the self to speak, not in words, but in crystallizations and radiations of articulated energy. The waking consciousness is to the fuller consciousness of a self-realized entity, as black and white is to color. The everyday life can be lived in grayscale. And there is always the temptation to remain on the surface and enjoy the grayscale. For it is comfortable. The life that is lived on the surface can be far more easily controlled. Than the life of one who wishes to plunge deep into the treasure troves of his own being. open the self up to the book of wisdom that is hidden within those stores that are so carefully tucked away below the waterline, below the waking consciousness. It can be a very painful thing to open oneself to the vivid colors of unknowing. The intellect can batter itself against that unknowing ceaselessly, attempting to make sense of infinity and eternity. Yet, no matter how keen the intellect, attempting to order the mysterious and paradoxical self, is the attempt to harness a whirlwind or lasso a Mustang running free. The best that you can do is to fearlessly launch yourself onto the back of whatever Mustang you find as you explore the treasures within the hold of your ship, and let it go where it will and take you to the colors and the textures and the feelings of which you know not, so that you may experience yourself more and more deeply, more and more keenly, less and less articulately. It is as though that ship that is you as an entity must move through underground passages where there is no light, where you cannot navigate with anything but your intuition. And your rock-solid knowledge of who you are. And here we come again into the paradox of unknowing and knowing. For even though you cannot, in your waking consciousness, experience or know who you are in the entirety of yourself, at the same time, you are not only capable, but are asked by life itself to gather your feet under you and declare yourself in positive and clarion terms. The those who are wise relate themselves to the infinite Creator of which they are a part. And then describe themselves in terms of the deepest portion of self which they have been able to plumb. Thusly, this instrument says that she is a servant of the one infinite Creator, a child of love. One who wishes with all her heart to serve and follow her beloved. These are vague, murky terms that do not limit the self or classify the self in linear ways. This kind of expression of selfhood is more about attempting to describe the heart of the self in ways that have more to do with feelings than with objects. That have more to do with faith and will than with a career, a marriage, or any of those ways in which the waking consciousness identifies itself. We do not tell you what portion of your whole self that you are able to realize within incarnation, because the possibilities are endless. You can realize almost nothing about yourself, or as you seek and seek again, you can come to compass and contain an awareness that has no words but has many feelings about the self that moves quite deeply into the whole self that lies beneath the waking consciousness. What part of this could be called the entity? Indeed, the very word entity means the whole self, the entire self. Yet you as awakened consciousness are also an entity. Therefore, we would define the entity that you are by saying that whatever of the whole self that you are able to realize within incarnation is the functional entity for that incarnation. This is distinct from the whole self, which we sometimes call the soul's dream. As you have built up intelligence and worked on the balances within yourself, through many, many incarnations, you have amassed a very wide and deep stream of self. You could not possibly contain that within one incarnated being. So our answer must be unique to each entity, and not only to each entity, but to an entity at different times within incarnation where he may have been able to gain access to a larger portion of the unknown but deeply felt self. When your race was young upon the earth, you had few ways to understand the self or to place the self within the world in which you lived. As you have built up your culture, you have gained many, many more ways of looking at the journey from birth to death that is your incarnation. Just as many ways as you have experienced yourself, so are the number of ways in which you have yet to experience yourself. Therefore, you may look upon every day of your incarnation as an adventure. Who knows what shall bring yourself face to face with a portion of yourself whom you had not met before. You may be delighted to meet this new portion of self. You may be horrified for any response in between. However, an explorer builds intelligence from all that he sees. And to that explorer, everything is interesting. To an explorer, there is no concept of success or failure. There is only the concept of that which may be found today. And so the explorer bends his every tool and his every iota of consciousness to the task of observing accurately and perceiving clearly that which lies before him. Those things that help an entity to be more fully self-realized are those disciplines which open the door to the gateway of intelligent infinity, the key to that door, the silence. We encourage the regular practice of silence of self. As the one known as Gary has said, counting the breaths, moving back to the breath, allowing the self to be untended. This is a grounding and a seating mechanism that strengthens the essential self and enlarges its ability to bear self-awareness at deeper and deeper levels. may we answer your query in any further way, my brother. We are those of Nkuo.
No further question on that main question, Kuo. Thank you.
We thank you, my brother. May we ask if there is another query at this time? We are those of Nkuo.
Not for me, Kuo.
Kuo, I have a question from Pupek Hagigi Brinch from the United Kingdom. She says that it appears that the internet as a tool of sharing information and cyber-based or non-physical resources is evolving rapidly between us and gaining momentum and acceleration in its evolution, especially since the turn of the century. Some people theorize that the internet will become a conscious entity who will learn from its third density creators and become something unfathomable to us. There appear to be correlations in the evolution of the internet and the emergence of fourth density on this planet. However, fourth density, as I understand it, is about the awakening of Christ consciousness between people, which does not require technical expertise or machine. Is there a correlation between the evolution of the internet on the planet and the emergence of the social memory complex? How does this affect the people who have no access to advanced technology such as computers, but are evolving along their spiritual path?
We are those of Nkuo and are aware of your query, my brother. May we say to the one known as Poopy that there is a correlation between the internet and its endless sources of human knowledge and fourth density consciousness, but it is tangential. Let us explain. The faculties of the World Wide Web feel to an observer such as the one known as Poopy, like fourth density consciousness, in that there is an interlocking awareness of far more things than can be known by one person. It is a kind of social memory. It is an intriguing concept that this large database might organize itself into a living entity. Yet, this is not the nature of the database. The organizing faculties are not there to articulate this mass of knowledge into that which is self-aware. The social memory complex of fourth density grows from the beginnings which are shared by the internet and the consciousness of all those within a fourth density environment. That is, the shared database of awareness and knowledge. Yet, whereas there is no polarity to an internet database, there is a unified, harmonized polarity to the shared knowledge, to the shared knowledge of a society of seeking souls. Whereas a database cannot access itself, the social memory complex database, if you will, is accessed by all of those within that society. You, as a third density society upon planet Earth, having reached nearly the end of third density, exist now as a social complex. You are fully aware of your global population. And the database is an artifact of that social consciousness. Yet you do not have shared memory. You have not yet come together and developed a vector for your desire and your seeking as a people. There are the trembling and exhilarating glimpses that each of you has of how it would feel to be truly one with those of your culture, so that together you could collaborate and create the world of your dreams, the world of your visions. Yet the veil is heavy, and it is difficult to find visionary people that create a critical mass of inspiration and direction. Indeed, this is why your recent election of the one known as Barak has been such a signal. Event to many who sense that this entity may well have the capacity as a leader to inspire positive changes throughout the consciousness of the society as a whole. This is the direction each who seeks to graduate into fourth density is moving. Yet third density is not fourth density. It is good to move towards that paradigm of shared vision and unconditional love. It is a worthy beau geste to attempt to be part of that critical mass of positive thought that brings all of the planet to a successful graduation into fourth density positive. It is a worthwhile dream It is a worthwhile effort. And we wish you the joy of being that knight who wears the armor of light and moves towards the sun of unconditional love and compassion. As to the plight of those with no access to computers because they have lived their entire lives as indigenous people, we may assure the one known as Pupi that these entities are far more close to graduation into fourth density positive, for the most part, than those who must bear the burden of civilization and the endless ramifications of human knowledge. There is more true knowledge and learning in one who knows the moons, the suns, the stars, the animals, the plants, the ocean, and the wind, than there is in all of the books, in all the libraries of your world. May we answer you further, my brother?
Dan Weiberg has a question. He says that I have been having memories of different worlds and even being of different sentient species. I'm performing tasks on different worlds designed to increase the harvest. I remember past lives both here and on other worlds. I believe I am a wanderer and a pre-incarnate. A pre-incarnate is one who incarnates early on a third density world to readjust to third density life in preparation for, well, now. This period where spiritual evolutionary advancement is rapidly occurring. I feel in my heart that these memories are real, and I would like to ask Quo to confirm this for me.
We are aware of this inquiry, and we are those of Lakul. We are aware of this inquiry, and we can indeed confirm that this entity is indeed a wanderer, and that his suppositions are fundamentally accurate. May we ask if there is a final query at this time? We are those up and cool.
Yes, well, I have a final question. I haven't put it together too well, but I was wondering if you could describe meditation in terms of the chakras. That is, when the entity is successfully in that place wherein the entity watches its own thoughts arise and fall without attachment and without aversion, watches sensations, watches whatever occurs in that manner, in that detached space, what's happening in terms of the chakras?
We are those of Ukuo and are aware of your query, my brother. When one is accessing the gateway to intelligent infinity, one has been able to open the chakra system so that there is no blockage, overactivation, or narrowing that would prevent the infinite love and light of the One Creator from moving through the chakras, red, orange, and yellow, and into the heart. The essential self rests in the open heart, while the seeker uses the faculties of will, faith, and purified intention to move through the blue and indigo energy centers and through the violet to the gateway. If you can picture the characteristics of a flame from a candle, you can see the chakra body as a whole in a kind of a rounded form that varies a bit, yet is always in the center, solid flame. At the gateway, the self comes to a point of focus that then is ignited into another flame as it approaches and goes through the gateway, so that there is a mirroring, a flame with beyond the gateway, and the flame of the chakra system, which is intimately tied into the earthly self, which is approaching the gateway. At the zero point is the gateway itself. In a way, one could say that the essential self during such times is poised precisely where those two flames meet. It could even be suggested that this is the true nature of the self in incarnation. For as the earthly self moves in essence through the gateway to access that which lies beyond it, the self is that which joins all worlds, the inner and the outer, the higher and the lower, and so forth, and completes many circuits to create an unique point of connection between all worlds, living, breathing, fragile, yet infinitely powerful. May we answer you further, my brother? We are those at Makua.
Just real quick follow-up quote. So then you are equating accessing the gateway to intelligent infinity with the state of meditation that I described.
Well, we are those of Bukuo. This is not precisely correct, my brother. We include in the gifts the gateway has to offer that of the meditation which reaches beyond the self and brings back from the gateway guidance, inspiration, and even information. However, there are many other gifts which the gateway has to offer. Consequently, we spoke of the purified intention as being a part of this setup as to what the self looks like within meditation. A healer, or one who wishes to teach, for instance, will be accessing different portions of the riches beyond the gateway. However, the organization and look of the chakra body will be the same. May we answer you further, my father. We are those that are cool.
That is rich material for follow-ups, and I will ask at a later time. Thank you. Well.
We thank you, my brother. We find that the energy within this group is waning, and therefore we would bid our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as the principal of Nkuo, Adonai, Adonai, Basu.